Good afternoon, and welcome to Aceros Arequipa's conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to proceed to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Rafael Borja of i-advize Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to Corporación Aceros Arequipa's third quarter earnings conference call. Joining us today from Lima, Peru, are Mr. Tulio Delgado, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Ricardo Guzmán, Chief Financial Officer and IRO. Today, they will be discussing third quarter 2019 results as per the press release issued by the company yesterday. If you have not yet received a copy of the earnings report, please visit the company's website, where there is also a webcast presentation to accompany discussion during this call. If you need any assistance or wish to be included in future distributions, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3693. Please be advised that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. If you are a member of the media and wish to direct any questions to the company, please contact the company directly after the call. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call, and they do not account for economic circumstances, industry conditions, the company's performance, or financial results. As such, the forward-looking statements are based in several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. Thus, we ask that you refer to a disclaimer located in the earnings release prior to making any investment decision. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Tulio Delgado, Chief Executive Officer of Aceros Arequipa, who will begin the presentation. Tulio, please go ahead.
Good afternoon and welcome to everyone. Thank you for your interest in Corporación Aceros Arequipa and for your time today. We are pleased to have this opportunity to update you on our performance for this quarter and to be able to reiterate our firm commitment of strengthening the communication channel and maintaining transparency with all stakeholders. Let's begin today's presentation by taking a quick look at slide number 3, so we can preview today's agenda. As always, I will begin this presentation by briefly commenting on the relevant events of the third quarter. We will then review the consolidated results for the period as well as for these first 9 months of the year. Afterward, Ricardo Guzmán, our CFO, will discuss operational and financial performance, as well as comment on guidance for full year 2019 prior to our taking your questions. Let's turn to slide number 4 for a review of main relevant events that took place during the quarter. As we discussed in previous earnings presentation, back in January 2018, the Board of Directors approved an investment of $180 million to initiate the construction of a new melt shop. This new facility, which will be located in the city of Pisco, is expected to reach a production capacity of at least 1.3 million tons of liquid steel per year. Among the many benefits of this transaction, it will allow the company to minimize its need for imported billets, while also allowing it to produce high carbon billets for the generation of round bars for grinding mining balls. This project is being entirely financed through a leasing agreement. As of September 2019, $285 million have been allocated for the construction. 236 million soles correspond to 2019. Finally, in September, we launched a new investor relation web portal, which includes an updated version of the company material information, including earnings reports, financial statements, corporate presentation, and other data that for better understanding for our company and its investor story. The site is available in English and Spanish, and is easily accessible via URL. investors.acerosarequipa.com or through our main site, acerosarequipa.com. I invite you all to visit our new website, and we hope it will support you in learning more about the company. Now, let's go over a brief snapshot of the results for this third quarter. Please note that all figures are unaudited and on a consolidated basis. Additionally, any growth rates represented will be year-over-year unless stated otherwise. Please turn to slide number six. It is important to point out, as we mentioned in the report, that since the results are consolidated figures, the third quarter for 2019 includes Comasa full results. As you remember, Comasa was acquired in 2018, which is the comparison period. Please note that the third quarter 2018 figures only consider 1 month of Comasa figures in the consolidated results. Therefore, certain figures will reflect significant year-over-year variations. Starting with the top line, revenues jumped 19% to 130 million soles, and translate into all an increase in gross profit of 24 million soles. Gains were also reported for the first 9 months of the year. Consequently, during the quarter, the company achieved one of the highest quarterly EBITDA ever reported at 104 million soles. Profitability also remain strong with an EBITDA margin and net margin of 13 and 6% respectively. As of September 30, CAPEX reached 366 million soles, mainly driven by the 236 million soles that were allocated towards the new melt shop facility. Additionally, operating working capital requirements were significantly lower to date due to a reduction of inventories. Consolidated new net debt declined and represents 2.1 times EBITDA for the last 12 months. Now, I would like to turn the floor to Ricardo Guzman, our CFO and IRO, who will further discuss financial performance for the year. Ricardo, please go ahead.
Thank you, Tulio. Good afternoon, and thank you again to everyone for joining us today. Please turn to slide number eight for a review of the consolidated revenue performance. During the quarter, consolidated revenue increased by 130 million soles or 19%. As Tulio mentioned, the incorporation of Comasa's results into our consolidated financial statement for this quarter was a main growth driver. The revenue increases was also driven by higher sales of core products. This was reflected mainly in domestic revenues, which reached 701 million soles, an increase of 113 million or 19% year over year. Complementary exports revenue increased by 17% to 117 million soles. During the quarter, exports revenue represented 14% of total consolidated revenue, similar to the third quarter of 2018. The Bolivian market remains the main destination for the company's exports, and it was the main driver for the export revenue increase. On a per-product basis, all category groups experienced a positive performance. Gains were mainly due to a 66% or 73 million soles year-over-year increase of sales of other products, including steel tubes, sheets, and coils, which are core Comasa products. Additionally, revenues for core products such as rebars and wire rods increased by 9% or 47 million soles year over year, driven by higher sales volume. Merchant bars also increased by 9 million soles to 7% year over year due to the higher sales volume. Now let's move to slide number 9 to discuss profitability measures. For the period, gross profit was 129 million soles, which represented an increase of 24 million, or 22% compared to the third quarter of 2018. mainly driven by Comasa's gross profit, which was included in the consolidated financial statements for September 2018, higher revenue, lower material prices, and lower energy costs. Gross margin reached 16%, which was 0.4 points higher versus the third quarter 2018. Gross profit increase also drove the higher EBITDA for the quarter, reaching 104 million soles, a jump of 23 million soles or 29% compared to the comparable 2018 quarter. Consequently, the EBITDA margin was 13%, a full percentage point increase compared to the same period of 2018. Now let's take a look into EBITDA growth drivers as we move to slide number 10. As mentioned earlier, the higher EBITDA for the quarter was mainly due to higher gross profit. EBITDA was negatively affected by slightly higher SG&A, excluding depreciation and amortization, which rose with the addition of Comasa's expenses into the consolidated statements. This was not fully reflected in the third quarter of 2018. Nonetheless, SG&A as a percentage of revenue, excluding depreciation and amortization, fell to 5.2%. It is important to mention that the SG&A increase was partially offset by a reduction in other net operating expenses, mainly due to the reduction in legal advisory expenses and provisions regarding the Comasa acquisition. Moving to the bottom line, let's go to slide number 11 to take a look into the net profit. During the third quarter of 2019, net profit reached 49 million soles, a 16 million increase or 50% growth, and represented a 6% net margin. Net profit was higher due to higher operating profit, which was partially offset by lower exchange rate difference. On the other note, it's important to point out that the purchase price allocation for Comasa acquisition was conducted by external advisor, resulting in the recognition of a badwill during the fourth quarter of 2018. This badwill amount will continue to be amortized during the following periods. Now, please, let's move to slide number 12 to discuss our debt metrics. As of September 2019, the company continued to demonstrate a solid financial position. The financial debt was 1,233 million soles, 148 million soles higher than that at December 2018, as 238 million soles were included as part of the financial lease of our new mail shop. Nonetheless, short-term debt was lower versus December 2018, in line with lower working capital requirements. As of September 2019, the consolidated net financial debt fell by 30 million compared to December 2018 and reached 810 million. Consequently, the consolidated net financial debt EBITDA ratio was 2.1 times, which was lower than the 2.3 times registered as of December 2018. It's important to point out that this ratio calculation now properly considers Comasa's 12-month EBITDA. As of September 2019, 48% of total debt was denominated in soles, while the remainder was denominated in U.S. dollars. The lease signed with Banco de Crédito for up to $180 million will be used to finance the new mail shop in Pisco and is comprised of two contracts, with a combined 10-year tenor and an initial 3-year free of principal payment. The net financial debt to EBITDA covenant on the leases, which is based on non-consolidated financial and should only consider debt with financial institutions, is 4.5 times during the investment period until 2020 and 3.5 times for the following years. Now let's move to slide number 13 to discuss working capital and CapEx. Operating working capital for the third quarter 2019, which excludes cash available for sale assets and financial liabilities declined to 930 million soles, mainly driven by a reduction in inventories of 242 million soles. Lower inventories were the result of a reduction in stock of scrap metal, imported and produced billets, and finished products. CAPEX for the 9 months of 2019 was 366 million soles, of which 236 million soles were disbursed for the construction of the new mail shop, reaching an accrued investment of 2,087 million soles for this project. Due to the nature of its financing, CAPEX and the corresponding leasing disbursements are not represented on our cash flow statements. Among other items, CAPEX included the disbursement for the acquisition of land in the Luling district used to further expand operations, new warehouses in Bolivia, the new mail shop, upgrades of our rolling mill, among others. Now, let's turn to slide 13 to discuss cash flow. During the first 9 months of the year, cash flow from operation was positive, mainly explained by the EBITDA generation we talked before and a reduction in working capital requirements. Cash flow from investment, however, was a negative 115 million soles. This was mainly due to investment in fixed assets of 129 million, partially offset by interest received and asset sales of 9 million and 5 million soles respectively. Cash flow from financing was also negative, mainly due to debt services and dividend payments of 43 million. It's important to point out that the capital leasing agreement for our new mail shop is not included in cash flow from financing. Now let's move to slide 14 to review our guidance. Given the results of this quarter, we are partially adjusting our guidance for the full year 2019. As such, revenue growth target ranges for the year are expected at between 11 and 13%, with a EBITDA margin between 12 and 13%. The CAPEX target for the year at 600 to 650 million soles. Dividend paid during 2019 are expected to reach 70 million, compared to dividends paid last year. These were 56.4 million, and which already represented an improvement of 40.5% compared to 2017. The earnings per share ratio is expected to be higher than 0.16 soles without considering the badwill from Comasa's acquisition. This concludes our presentation. Thank you for your attention. We are looking forward to answering all your questions. So at this point, we can move to the Q&A session of the presentation. Operator, please proceed.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press the pound key. Again, to ask a question, press star one now. We'll pause momentarily to compile a list of questioners. Your first question comes from the line of Ithel McGowan with Capia. Caller, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Tulio and Ricardo. Congratulations on a really good quarter. I have two questions. The first one is regarding the growth in sales of rebar and wire rod. Of that 9.4% that you're showing year over year, how much is volume and how much is price? And my second question is concerning the new mill shop. I'd like to know if you could give us an update on cost and timing on that project.
Sorry, can you repeat the second question?
Yeah, if you could give us an update on cost on CAPEX. Is it still 180 million expected CAPEX, and if you're still expecting start of production in the third quarter of next year?
Yes, with respect to the 180 million investment, we are right now evaluating the budget. We have a little increase of the investment between
No more than 4%.
Yeah, 4%, 7%. We will have clear figures when the studies are finished, and we will be happy to do an update in the next call. With respect of the questions on rebar, the difference between the rebar is basically volume.
Thank you very much.
And once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone. Once again, star and one now if you would like to ask a question. We'll pause a moment to compile a list of questioners. And again, that is star and one on your touch-tone phone to ask a question today. We'll pause another moment to allow questioners to queue. All right, well, your next question comes from the line of Juan Pablo Brossett with Credicorp Capital. Sir, your line is live. Please proceed with your questions.
Good morning, Ricardo and Tulio. Congratulations on the results, and thank you very much for hosting the call. I just have one question regarding the export market. Right now, Bolivia is having an escalating political turmoil, and I was wondering if you are expecting any slowdowns after this, and what are your views on this, on the operational side of the business from this political escalation? Thank you.
Nobody will know what happened in Bolivia in the future, no? But we expect this at the same volume that we reached this year in the coming months, no? In a basis of month per month. On the other hand, the export market for us is marginal because margins are very low.
Okay, and one more question regarding Bolivia. In case volume sales drop, does that mean that scraps coming from Bolivia will also drop?
Yes, but the amount of scrap from Bolivia is very small. It represents no more than 3% of the total scrap we needed.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Juan Ponce with Lorraine Vile. Sir, your line is live. Please proceed with your question.
Thank you, Tulio, Ricardo. Congratulations for the results. I would like to have more color regarding the dividends. When you say you're expecting 70 million for 2019, you are including the dividend that you just announced and the dividend of May, right? Or what
yes.
dividends are you...
Sorry.
Yes, please, go ahead. Thank you.
No, 70 million is the total dividend that will be paid this year, because it includes the one that we approve in our shareholders meeting, and we do two advance payments in the year. So these three payments are 70 million,
including the last payment that you just announced, right? You just announced a dividend.
Yes.
Yesterday
yes.
in the superintendency. Okay,
yes,
this
correct.
Dividend plus the two first dividends of the year, the dividend of May and the dividend of September, the three of them total the 70 million that you are mentioning, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
And once again, that is star and one to ask a question today. Again, star and one. We'll pause momentarily to compile a list of questioners. does appear that there are no further questions at this time. I will turn the call over to Mr. Salgado for any closing remarks.
I just want to thank all again for joining us in this presentation and remind you to visit our new corporate site. You can access it via acerosadequipa.com. We look forward to your comments on this and in any other matters that interest to you regarding our company. Thank you.